Good afternoon. You're listening to Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, June 23rd. We are into summer now, broadcasting live from our studios in Kill Radio in Los Angeles. And today we've got some race results from Knobby Time, Rim Nordic, some off-road mountain bike races, also sounds and interviews from Knobby Time, including sponsors, and little reviews, Robert's review from on Wolf Tooth Components. We got some interviews from the Southern California State Team Time Trial Championships from some of the racers on the teams with Big Orange and also Velo Club Le Grange Westwood. And, gosh, what else have we got? We got so much stuff. We got sounds also from the time trial, sounds from Knobby Time, and interviews also. So let's go into some results. Robert, how are you doing today? Robert's got some results from Rim Nordic.
Happy it's summertime. Definitely
enjoying
the break away from all the little petri dishes. That's what I call them. Anyways, yeah, we're out getting out in the MTB scene. It's one series ended. The U.S. Cup just ended. And you know, now all the summer series are up and running, everything from Over the Hump, which has been showing record numbers, and have Over the Hump OC, Over the Hump LA, we've got Rim Nordic, we've got Big Bear coming up, and a couple of other leather races.
U.S. Cup,
yeah.
Knobby Time.
The U.S. Cup just ended, that Kenda Cup just ended, so MTB racing is still going strong all the way through fall.
All right, tell us about Rim Nordic.
Rim Nordic had their first race yesterday up there in beautiful Running Springs. Looking forward, they had 150 racers show up, and we've got a couple results here from their Pro Men, which is one of the largest Pro Men's field I think I've seen since I've been racing up there. And that was won by Zachary Valdez. Second was Miguel Valadez. Third was Daniel Munoz. You know, that Ez is going to kind of go in good because Mexico's playing today on the...
Viva Mexico!
They're playing in the World Cup today. Anyways, fifth was Greg Gibson, and fifth was John Noble. Those are the pro men there. And pick a number here. Let's give some women some love today. Expert Women, 19 to 29, was won by Emma Klingeman. Expert Women 30 to 39 was won by Laura Morez. Expert Women 40 to 49 was AJ Sura. And Expert Women 50 plus was Alexandria Fabro. I'm actually a very, very fun person to hang out with. She makes races a lot of fun.
Very cool.
And got to give some love to the single speeds. Those guys are just hardcore. One day when I grow up, I want to be just like them.
Rim Nordic is not a flat course, not for single speeds.
No, you got elevation, and then you've got the hills, and then you've got more hills, and then you've got more hills. Anyways, and did I mention there's a couple hills there? And they're steep. Anyway, Single Speed Man was won by Paul Amade. Michael Johnston took second, and Eric Apple took third in the Single Speed Men's class. And one thing I didn't get, but Rim Nordic's really trying to grow the sport, and they had a novice class. And what they mean by that is a true novice. None of you road guys who have the great fitness and jump on a mountain bike once a year. This is the people who are like, got a mountain bike, want to try this out.
Mountain bike t-shirt and sneakers.
Yeah, you know, nothing fancy. Maybe some clip-in shoes. Okay, because that's the norm these days. But, they have a novice class, and they're trying to develop the sport, get people a taste without killing them the first time. And what's interesting to note is, you know, they had 25 racers sign up for that novice class.
Woo!
And that was actually more than most of the beginner field, you know, altogether that were racing on the big course. So, mind you, it is a modified course. It takes some of the technical, scary stuff out just to give you a feel of, hey, this is what it's like, and, you know, get your feet wet and then come back and do the big course next time.
Great idea. All right, we got some Knobby Time results also pre-recorded, so let's go to the Knobby Time results right now.
Race results from Knobby Time Round 1. Expert Men, 34 and under. Taking first was Alfred Pacheco from Buena Park Bicycles. Second was Philip Monell. And third was Michael Cockroft from InCycle. Fourth was Chris Edmonds, Cyclery Bike Shop. Fifth was Charles Riddell from Buena Park Bicycles. And sixth was Michael Corona, the Cyclery Bike Shop. Expert Men, 35-49. John Umate from Santa Clarita Velo. Second was Terry Watkins. Third was Brad Coghill, the Cyclery Bike Shop. Fourth was Oscar Mocales. Fifth was Timothy Bowles. Sometimes these names are hard to pronounce, but that's from the Dirt Racing Club. Expert Man 5059, Craig Matthews. Second was Glenn Wells. Third was Markham Martz. And fourth was Steve Herrera, the owner and sponsor of the event. He's the owner of Cyclery Bike Shop, and he helps definitely sponsor the Knobby Time series. Sport Women 35 Plus, we had one brave soul, and that was Catherine Wolf from Red Zone Racing. Sport Men 60 Plus, we had two that suffered the elements out there and battled the elements, I should say, and that's David Redding, who took first, and Ed Mundy, who took second. And I tell you what, these 60 Plus guys, I give it to them. I hope I'm riding them when I get to 60. Sport Men 50 to 59, we had John Hunt, followed by Elmer Caparino, third Eric Howe, fourth Michael Schmidt, fifth Dave Williams, and sixth was Dave Swayes. Hope I said that right. I know I'll hear from him if I didn't. Sportman 4049 is my class, fast class actually. No, just kidding. First place, but he definitely did have a fast time, was Robert Castro from Red Zone Racing. Sixth was Frank Plyetz from Fitness Unlimited. Fourth was Christopher Bautista. Fifth was Jesus Chewy Ortega. You can follow him at Go Chewy Go. He's got a fun blog to read. Followed fifth by yours truly, Robert Sandoval. And sixth was Mike Espinoza. Sportman 3039, we had Jose Isabelis for Red Zone Racing. Second was Mike Boone. Third was Sam Wiremucky. Fifth was David Hernandez. I'm sorry, fourth was David Hernandez. Fifth was Mike McClooney. And sixth was David Contreras. Sportman 1829, we had Brian Rocca, followed by Stephen Spalding. And third was Matthew Williams. Single speed, the animals, on this hot day, let me tell you, they were all hurting. Single speed open was won by Michael Sanchez from Pro Bike Supply, who actually had the fastest time of the day overall. Followed by Andre Campos. Third was Mario Correa. I'm going to slaughter some names, but that's just how it is. Fourth was Kurt Vine, and fifth was Heidi Volpe. Clydesdale 200 Plus, we had one brave soul, and that was Thomas Cassidy. He didn't look like he was 200 pounds, but I'm going to give it to him. One real cool thing about Knobby Time is he has a really, really pushes the juniors to come out and race, and he has some different special classes for them. We have a junior high class, a high school, and even an elementary and middle school classes. So leading off in the junior high category, we had Hugo Zepeda, followed by Brandon Kirk in second, Tanner Valentine in third, Datton Helmer in fourth, Matthew Rodriguez in fifth, and Luke Bowman in sixth. High school class was won by Casey Perez. Second was Alex Vancura. Third was Sophia Wang from Diamond Bar High. And elementary school, we had one guy suffer the heat with us out there. And I saw this little guy out there. I was like, wow, he's kind of young. And it's the elementary school class. That was Connor McClooney. He was 11 years old, riding for SC Velo, and he won his class. Beginner Women 35 Plus was won by Sandra Alvarado from the Cyclery Bike Shop. Beginner Man 60 Plus, Guy Andrews. He ended up winning his class at the ripe young age of 62 years old. Beginner Man 50 to 59, we had Joel Griffin, Brian Brown, and Robert Romero. Beginner Men 40 to 49. That was won by Mark Cosicio. Second was Izzy Carranza. Third was Chris Devlin. Fourth was Kevin Valentine. Fifth was Jonathan Bowman. Beginner Men 30 to 39. Rigo Serena, James Lee followed in second, Luis Perez in third, and George Artiles in fourth. Expert woman, we had one show up, and that was Jenny Landis, who took first for the Cyclery Bike Shop. And beginner man 18 to 29, we had one as well, and that was one first place to went to, Ron Ocampo. For more results, check out the Knobby Time website, and you can see more results there and the schedule for the rest of their series.
All right, race results from Knobby Time. And we got some upcoming events now. Upcoming in Northern California, the Hellier Velodrome continues racing on the track at the Wednesday night series. That's in the Santa Clara County Parks in San Jose, racing for pro men's 1-2-3s, beginner men's, also juniors, and pro women and category 4 women. Fields will be combined if they're small, and registration is $20. Field limits of 35 per category. Registration opens at 6 p.m. with racing starting at 7 p.m. Again, that's the Hellier Park Velodrome in San Jose. Visit RideTheTrack.com for full details on how to race out there. We got some mountain bike racing coming up also, Robert. What have you got?
Yeah, as mentioned earlier, we've got a whole summer full of racing under our belts here.
A whole summer full.
You want to race? You want to go hurt yourself? There's a race for you. Start off with the Rim Nordic Series. June 22nd, first race was yesterday, but their second race, they're going to have a three-race XC Series. Next race is going to be July 13th, and the third and final race for that series will be August 17th. And then my favorite event they have up there, August 2nd and 3rd, which coincides with my anniversary, so let's see if I'll be able to make it this year.
Get a hall pass.
Yeah, I might. That's their stage race, their two-day stage race. So you got the hill climb, the downhill, and the cross-country, and a short track. All four events in 2 days. That's the one I won last year, but I don't expect the same results this year. But it's definitely a blast up there, fun event, August 2nd and 3rd. And then their Autumn Classic, September 14th. That's another great event. Good times up there. The weather's changing and makes it a fun race. And for all you runners, you guys who do both things here, the Xterra race, they're going to have a 10K and 21K on July 27th up there at Rim Nordic as well. And Gravity Pilots, and those who like to do, cross-country and gravity, they have an enduro planned for July 6th. So it's going to be their first one.
Sweet.
And then while we're up in the mountains, and, if these races are just too short for you because, you might want to hurt some more at altitude, the Big Bear Grand Fondo is scheduled for July 26th. And you have an option of pain and agony. You can go from 20K all the way up to 100K. So check that out at BigBearGrandFondo.com for more info on that suffering. Knobby Time's final race of their series will be June 29th at South Hills Park. And you might want to show up that day. They are raffling off a really cool beach cruiser, and your entry gets you a ticket. So that's a nice little thing. And also something new coming out into the Simi Valley area, June 29th, the SoCal MTV CX Eliminator Race. New format, new kind of race they're trying out there. It's going to basically be a...
Corriganville,
yeah, out there. Long time been out there, but they're going to be doing a... basically go out and do a time trial over about a mile and a half to 2 mile course. That's going to seed you, and then you're going to be seeded with three others, and you're going to go out a four-man head-to-head battle, one or two laps, I believe. Top three will progress to the next round, and you basically keep going until you're eliminated. Check that out. He's actually got that posted all over Facebook, so you can take a look there and get some more info on that. And that's it for right now. Oh, and the end of July, we got Over the Hump. Right now, the Over the Hump series are on their summer break, so we get about 4 or 5 weeks off. Everybody's going to recover and come back stronger, of course. It always happens.
Yeah, that's a midweek mountain bike series, too.
Yeah, the midweek races, let me tell you, they are packed. The OC one, I think their first race was at full max capacity, and
wow.
They said there was just so many bodies there. It was ridiculous. So I'm throwing this out to anybody in the L.A. area, because we're not going to let OC take us like that. L.A., let's make it happen. I want to see 500 riders at OCLA at Castaic. It's an awesome course. It is fast. It is fun. Let's show OC who's the real boss of MTB racing. Let's even get Brad out there. I'm going to get Brad out there. There's not that much climbing up there.
I love mountain bike racing. I'm just not very good at it, but I love it.
No, but that's starting back July. Yeah. That's going to be that's the one thing. You can actually do both series, though. I'm not going to take away from OC. OC is on Tuesdays.
That's right.
LA is on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can race both if you're that kind of a monster. So let's get out there. And that starts back in July. I want to say July 25th, 26th, somewhere around there. So take a look on raceothla.com for info on that schedule.
Yeah, no shortage of mountain bike racing in Southern California and Northern California. Bike Sport Radio does not even have all of the opportunities. There's even more beyond just our source. So get out there and race. You know, if you road race, we've got also an upcoming race I should have mentioned earlier, the Sherman Pass Road Race. This is a brutal leg breaker. 53 miles of climbing with 8,700 feet of altitude change. It's one long climb and a couple of more rollers in Pearsonville, California. That's suitable for Northern or Southern California racers. It's a road race. July 19th, Anti-Gravity Cycling is your promoter, racing for all categories. Visit bikereg.com to sign up for that. And we'll be right back.
Carbon Speed is putting the hammer down and rewriting the triathlon race wheel playbook. Okay, odds are, if you're one of the triathletes in America who has a need for speed, it ain't a luxury, it's a way of life. And chances are you're not a Russian billionaire flying around the world in your G5. You're actually working for every dollar, and you deserve the best. In our sport, where time is more precious than gold, it would be nice if you didn't have to sell your soul to get the best gear. Say hello to Carbon Speed. The speed game has officially changed, and your unfair advantage is right here. It ain't just about being lightweight and aerodynamic. It's about getting more with less. This is 1,578 grams of game-changing carbon fiber. Lightweight, low drag, ultra durable. It's not just a new race wheel. It's Carbon Speed. Get your unfair advantage at carbonspeed.com.
All right. We got some pre-recorded info here now. We had a chance to do a phone interview with Brendan from Wolf Tooth Components, and he's going to talk about Wolf Tooth Components, and then we'll have Robert on later talking a little bit more about Wolf Tooth Components. Let's see what Brendan had to say.
There we go. Brendan from Wolf Tooth Components. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Brendan is one of the founders of Wolf Tooth Components, and in case you don't know what they are, this is an easy way to convert from 2x10 to 1x10 and still being able to get that low range gearing with the add-on of a extra low, extra large cassette. This is the way to put it, right?
Yeah, that's right. We offer a bunch of different chain rings for not every crankset out there, but many of the cranksets out there. And then, some of the more common cassettes we add, we offer a add-on larger cog that fits behind the 36 tooth, and then you remove the 15 or the 17, and then you have an 11-40 or 11-42 cassette on your 10-speed.
Right, and this is one of the things, and a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you're messing around with the stock OEM cassette, how dare you, but I've got to say, I've put this thing through the paces, and these guys did their homework on this. The shifts are smooth, solid. The cassette seems like it fits in. Now, the one thing I did differently than a lot of people is I'm running the 40 instead of the 42. A lot of the guys want the 42, and I decided, well, you know, I'm a pretty strong climber, and I like the speed of that 40, so we're going to go ahead and go with the 40. And I'll tell you what, that 3640 combo, really like it. It's so close together, and that definitely adds to the shift. And like I said, it seems to be the perfect gear ratio for me. On the other side, I'm still running a 30 on the front, so I've got that bailout, you know, that's what it turns into. But it's been a solid shifting mechanism. I mean, it's smooth. It feels like it's an OEM cassette. The front chainring is even more surprising with their small, what do you call it, small wide or narrow wide?
Yeah, wide narrow.
Wide narrow.
Yeah, the teeth on it are made to mate with the typical bicycle roller chain has a wide and narrow links, and so the teeth appropriately fit that link.
Now, a lot of people in that industry have talked about why there's no odd numbers in the chain ring. You know, I mean, it's always 30, 32, and I figure with the wide narrow, it has to be that even number so you can get that.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Simple geometry and math. Yep. You got to have a wide and a narrow paired together. And,
okay.
Yeah, you'll never get anything odd out of a wide narrow.
Yeah, I was wondering about that the other day going, yeah, you know, sometimes I think I want that 31, but then I realize, yes, you got to have the two pair there.
Yeah. Right.
So, unless they can come up with a triple setup, you know, triple something something.
Yeah, right.
That'll be the next. That'll be your next creation, you guys. So
right. Then we gotta make chains too.
Ah, there you go. Now these guys, it's just three guys out in Minnesota, and it all came by necessity. They wanted to ride in the snow in the winter, and you know, anybody who's done cyclocross, I race cyclocross as well. Front derailleurs are worthless once the mud hits, and they had the same issue, except you guys have snow to deal with.
Yep, that's right.
So
yeah, we you know, the chain rings came out of that about a year and a half ago, and then about a year later here this winter, we're like, man, when you hit a drift of snow, or you know, you're going along and you're floating just on top of that snow, and all of a sudden you sink in, and you really want that bailout gear. And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't want to spend $300 to $500 on a cassette that want a bailout gear. And
yeah.
It just so happens that that applies to more than just snow. But here, we don't have as big or as many hills. You know, we have bluffs that are maybe a couple hundred feet high. But, you know, out west, like you said, you're running a 30, but you need that 40 for the climbs that are 45 minutes.
Yeah, so, exactly. I mean, I spend...
Snow creates resistance in a different way, but it's the same idea. You're just having that bailout gear. So
exactly.
Both things really came out of our fat biking, which we're forced into for 4 months a year at least.
That's nice. Yeah, I that fat bike's next on my agenda for sure. Definitely got to try that out one day. So
they're interesting, yeah.
Yeah, no, and you know, the one thing that surprises me with your company is you guys have been out a year and a half, and if you look at the product line, it's just amazing. It's amazing how it's a community-driven business there. You were telling me earlier that you've got the local guys, the local racers coming in to pitch in to help with shipping and whatnot, and you've got the local community. You know, you're putting the community to work. Everything's made in the U.S. You've got your manufacturing partners. You got your in-house stuff. I mean, this is you guys are living with the American dream, right?
Yeah, we're doing our best to, you know, we, like you said, we partner with some manufacturers, some machine shops right here in Minneapolis. Right now we have three of them. You know, one of the most rewarding things has been seeing them hire on like three guys or girls, three people, just for our stuff and buying pieces of equipment just to service Wolftooth. You know, this is growth that nobody else created other than the love for cycling. And, also, like you mentioned, we have some young racers that are, you know, trying to make it or, you know, maybe don't have a lot of money, and we have them help us with packaging and shipping and other needs we have. So, you know, we're trying to keep it local and keep everybody happy but also get people involved.
That's awesome. And that's what's so amazing. And, you know, we at Bike Sport Radio – that's our goal. We've got to help the little guy. Help these little guys get out there, get the word out. Word is spreading out here. I've been blasting Facebook out here. I visit the shops out here. A lot of people know that if there's something on my bike, it's something that's going to be new coming out. And if it's on my bike, it works. That's the other thing they know about me, is that if it's there, it's there for a reason. And Dave, it's starting to spread out here. We're getting the Wolf Tooth name. I believe you're in with one of the big online guys too, are you not?
Yeah. We don't discriminate with price or with who we sell to. Mm-hmm. What we do, we keep MAP pricing, so minimum advertised pricing, appropriate. Yeah. So we have a policy that people must abide by. So, like, you know, the local bike shop buys for the same price as the big guy, and that allows the local bike shops to stock and provide parts to their consumers the same way the big guys do. So
yeah,
that's one thing, you know, where we totally believe that the local bike shop is near the center of what we need to keep the cycling industry and the cycling community healthy.
And that is another big plus. So far you've got our vote for, you know, small business of the year. Hopefully not going to be that small for much longer, though, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot more products coming. We're going to do the Cannondale line with the SI, because there's a lot of guys on Cannondale that want direct mount. Mm-hmm. We have some other stuff coming with some other chainring VCDs. And then we got a whole line of products that we have on our product roadmap that are not drivetrain related, but more formatted around, you know, if you could start the sentence, I wish somebody made a good blank for gravel road riding, gravel racing, long distance mountain biking, even XC mountain biking to some extent. That's where we're going to fill in the blank with a few products that we've just felt have been neglected over time, and people have just kind of accepted mediocrity.
Oh, so, awesome. Definitely looking forward to hearing that. I want to see what you guys
got. Well, and honestly, it's like, Mike, the founder of Wolf Tooth, does most of the design work. I'm like, Mike, you got to get me this. Just get me one at least for my race bike. I don't care if it's a prototype. I don't care if it's, you know, a rapid prototype. I want one now. So that's the kind of products we're going to come out with. It's stuff that we want for our own bikes.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's going to be... going to be exciting times here at Wolf Tooth over the next year to 2 years.
So are you thinking for Interbike you might have some of these little prototypes out for us to take a peek at?
We might. Interbike comes up faster than we'd like.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
We will be at Interbike, and we're going to have a little 10x10 booth because the booths cost a kind of a...
Oh, I know. They're outrageous, but, you know, that's where they're... That's where the industry see. You know, that it's funny. It's amazing how a lot of people in the bike industry who are out there don't really make it to Interbike, and it's just because of the cost, you know. And it's kind of sad, but, you know, Interbike was never like that. You know, it used to be everybody was there. Anybody who had something bicycle related was there. And
the prices are high, but, you know, we're going to make the effort and go out there and hopefully meet a bunch of our dealers. We do sell direct to dealers right now. You know, like if a dealer wants to carry our products, we do like the no MOQ free shipping and like online ordering. So it's like a mini QBP or BTI. They're just ordering from our site. And so we have a lot of dealers, but we haven't met most of them face to face. So we're looking forward.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard when you guys are way out there and you're just constantly working on product, you know. I mean,
to get that product portfolio that you saw out was a ton of work, and it's a ton to manage too, because you're looking at, on chain rings alone, you know, 80-90 SKUs, and for a big company like SRAM or Shimano, that's nothing, but for three guys trying to design the product, figure out how to keep the product schedule going and get new products out, it's pretty busy around here.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So I highly recommend, and I'm going to have pictures up on the radio show when we play this. So we'll have pictures. And check out the website, everybody, and look at this stuff. And, I mean, you never would think that it's these guys, three guys in a shop in Minnesota. You look at this website, professionally done. These guys are here for the long run. They're here for business. I understand behind their quality. Their quality is just unheard of in this modern era of manufacturing. So, website?
So, wolftoothcycling.com.
Okay. Go on there.
If you type in wolftoothcomponents.com, it'll link you up.
Okay, so Wolf Tooth Components and Wolf Tooth Cycling. Both of those will get you right to the website. Take a look on the website. Take a look at the products. It's just utterly amazing shop, and I'm definitely looking forward to what's coming next from you guys.
Yeah, we're excited too. Like I told you, I have some racing coming up this summer, and I'm like, I need it now. You know, I need it for those races this summer, even if it doesn't look pretty. So hopefully we'll have some of that out, if not at Interbike, soon after.
All right, Brandon. Well, thanks for the call. Thanks for the input, and looking forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Yeah, I think we should hook up again here when we got some more stuff to discuss.
Sounds like a plan, man.
All right.
Take care. We'll see you there.
See ya.
All right, Brendan with Wolf Tooth, and Robert has a little bit to add to that interview. That was a phone interview with Brendan from Wolf Tooth Components. A little more to add there, Robert?
Yeah, you know, their products are just, as I mentioned in the interview when I was talking to them, and I wasn't just, you know, blowing smoke up them. They make some really quality items, and they did their homework. They have stuff that is purpose built and does the job. And I mean, I've been running their products, you know, racing and training on them, trying to see how they hold up, and you know, it's just amazing stuff. And the one thing that I really, really love from them, anybody who's trying to convert over to a one by setup, they're no drop chain rings. They work. I mean, they just literally work. I could not get these chains to drop off these chain rings, no matter how I abused them. I have a clutch derailleur. Yeah, I know. Everybody says that's cheating because it really keeps the chain on. I forgot, I don't know how many times, to turn the clutch back on, you know, and the chain never came off. It never had an inkling of coming off. And, I mean, I was just
must bombing. Be that paired tooth, the paired tooth high-low?
Yeah, that wide tooth spacing they have on there. It's just, you know, it does its job. It really does. Now, you know, the downside is you can only get even number chain rings, and you know, some of the track guys especially want that odd number for that optimal gear ratio. But you know, for cyclocross, mountain biking and whatnot, this is the setup to go. And you know, their CG add-on cassette gear has worked flawlessly from day one. I threw it into the cassette, and I just thought, oh gosh, you know, what am I going to... I kind of went in with no expectations, you know, figuring, well, let's see if this is junk or not. But they did their homework, and the CG cassette, which I'm running the 40, the 40 fits in with my 36 so well that you would think this was a factory Shimano setup. And the chain shifts right up onto it. Shifts right off of it under load, no load, high RPM. It doesn't matter. It works. Now, the downside. There is a downside to this whole taking out of chain rings. When you take out that 15 or that 17 to put in that 40 or 42, you miss a gear down towards the high end of the cassette. So there's... People have been saying, you know, that magical 16, as I mentioned in the interview, that 16-tooth chainring really is that missing link. And that is something that they did tell me is in the works. But these guys don't release it until they know it's going to work right. And that's something that I applaud them for. But then, you know, all of us impatient ones are like, come on, we need it now. Give it to us now. It can't be that hard to make. Well, you know, after looking at these, you know, we've got a couple chain rings here in the studio, and I mean, just the machining quality, there's no creaking. I have the direct bolt-on GXP chain rings, and I mean, the tolerance is so perfect. There's no creaking when these bolt on. The factory spider creaks more than these do. And you know, it's just kind of like, wow, they really did their stuff. And like I said, I was running a 30 front and a 40 rear. I've got a 32 as well for flatter areas. And you know, you can go anywhere with these things. They're just so solidly built, well built, lightweight, and they do their job.
Well-machined forging, yep.
Yeah, they definitely don't. And, you know, Brandon mentioned some things they've got in the works coming up, and I'm really excited to see what they've got. He gave me a little tease about it, and I was like, okay, yeah, I can't say much. But, you know, cyclocross season coming along, a lot of you guys run the one-by front chainring setups. this is something to look at. You don't need to run a chain guide. And, you know, it's one less thing to have to worry about when you're out riding. And the cost, you know, the cost is actually really good. Now, for you SRAM guys, your 11-speed guys, you take a look at these options because they're definitely going to help you out with some chain choices in gearing. So I know some of the SRAM XX guys have been saying, you know, we don't have low enough gear, but take a look on their website. So it's wolftoothcycling.com has a complete list of everything they offer. And, you know, the GC, I kept saying it wrong. I said it wrong on the telephone, too. The GC cog, that's what it's called. That's the replacement cog. You take that, slip that in behind your 36 tooth on your cassette, then add all your cassette, you know, cogs back in, minus either the 15 or the 17. You can take either one depending on your preference. So take that out, slip it all back together, tighten it up, go for a ride, and enjoy.
All right. Wolf Tooth Components, made in USA also. So, hey, who's Omar? I've got an interview coming up here with Omar. Was he a promoter?
Omar was a promoter of Knobby Time.
Oh,
great
sweet.
Great guy. He's a guy promoter who does it from the heart, and we'll hear a little bit from him.
Yeah, let's go to Omar now, see what he says about Knobby Time.
Okay, this is Robert out here with at the Knobby Time. What is the official name here? Knobby Time MTV series out here in Glendora, and I'm with the promoter in the one-man show. It seems I had to nail him down. He's running around picking up all the stuff. This is Omar
Almaguer.
I just call him Omar. That's how I know him. But anyways, Omar, great series, great race. You brought the heat today. You made us hurt.
Well, I brought the heat. I turned on the air a little bit. Had a word with the big man up above and said, hey, we need a little bit of breeze between 10 and 12, and it came.
Yeah, that was nice under the tree, but sadly we had to start racing at that time too. It didn't help much.
That's good.
So,
well, I had cold water for you guys at the top of the second climb, so I hope that helped.
We definitely helped a lot. So how many years now putting it on here?
This is the fourth year here at South Hills Park doing the Knobby Time series. Originally we started doing five races in a weeknight. We did that for 2 years in a row. Then we decided to cut it back to three races and do it on the weekends, and makes it a lot easier for the racers, all of the volunteers, the team that I belong to. We all come out and help put this together.
Yeah, it's definitely a team effort. You can see all the... I have a hunch. Are you with the Cyclery there, or who's your team?
Steve with the Cyclery Bike Shop of La Mirada. He sponsors Red Zone Racing, which I am the captain of, and they come out and help as well. So Steve from the Cyclery Bike Shop brought out like 20 guys today, which was pretty amazing. It looked like the Cyclery Bike Shop race rather than Knobby Time.
That's what I was going to say. We were all lined up, and it's like, yeah, am I on the Cyclery team Sunday ride or what?
That's what it looked like.
Sure felt like it, too. Those guys are hammering pretty hard today. So what's your plans with this? Where are we going next?
I was kind of debating whether I was going to pull the plug on it. I wasn't really feeling the registrations come in, but I think it's because the U.S. Cup ended last Sunday, and we mountain bike racers are always thinking about what's next. So once the week started after the U.S. Cup, the registrations came in. We had about 75 guys, so it was looking good, so I think I'm going to keep it going. But the next... after the Knobby Time series, we got the Turn and Burn coming back for the second time on September 13th at Benilli Park. Going to do it again.
Awesome. I look forward to that. So we can get more info, and I saw the registration deal. That package was a good deal. Sadly, I'd have to miss one. That's why I didn't do the package, but... let everybody know about what you had going on, and maybe a two-race package?
Well, what we do is I always offer the three-pack deal. I offer it up until today. I had two people jump on board with the three-pack. But again, there's not a whole lot of people that are coming out, so we're trying to, you know, make enough money to keep this going. So now I got to go meet with Glendora again and pony up for the next race until it's all over and see where we're at.
Yeah, it's definitely a rough battle. We'll try to get you some numbers. Where's the website for the info?
Cycleeventscompany.com. If you got any questions, you could email me at 411.cec@gmail.com.
Awesome. Omar, thanks for taking some time out. I know you've been... you ripped this course apart pretty quick. You had it all set up. It was really well done, well put on. Love it. Results were quick and timely, and... This is a really fun training course. I really had a good time suffering out there. As much as I'm going to complain later to the wife, I had a great time. So, Omar, thanks for putting on the events.
Okay, thanks for coming out. I appreciate it.
All right, that was Omar, promoter of Knobby Time Mountain Bike Racing. Man, Bike Sport Radio was also at the Southern California State Team Time Trial Championships, talking with the Velo Club Lagrange girls team and also the Big Orange team. The Velo Club Lagrange girls four-person team actually won their state championships. We had a chance to talk to Rico and the rest of the girls here. Let's go to that now. Today, Bike Sport Radio is at the SCNCA Team Time Trial State Championships with Velo Club Lagrange's four-woman team captain, Rico. How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Warming up on your stationary trainer here. It's nice and cool today, huh?
Yes. I hope it stays like this.
Yeah, and no wind either, right?
Not yet.
So introduce us to your teammates and your categories.
We have Jan Palchikov, Elise Trainer, Danielle Cooper. We're doing the women's 180 plus.
Women's 180 plus. So they add all the ages together, and you're chasing that bear out here today. Well, good luck with your race today.
Thank you.
You can't see through that.
And now Bike Sport Radio's here with the rest of the team.
Oh, God.
After Rico introduced us, we got... What? We got a couple of final words before you go out and smash the record today.
Smashing it.
For the women's 180 plus four women's team. We've got Jan and Danielle and Elise on their trainers here, hearing their final words before the start of the race. How do you feel today?
I feel awesome, and this is great because it's a beautiful day, no wind, and it's not too hot.
It is. It's awesome out here.
Catch this.
Yeah, that's Elise. I got Jan over here. She's got her head down on the trainer. How you doing, Jan?
Peachy. I'm having fun. Yeah. No, I'm doing good.
I'm feeling good.
All right. And the Aussie, Danielle. How you doing?
Feeling good? Mate. How are you?
Ready to get a bear jersey?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
All right. All right.
First time trial. We got this.
You got it.
No problem.
You got it. That's right. And one more final strategy thing from my Polish coach. You want to go anywhere, you get on a fucking wheel. You don't got a fucking wheel, you go nowhere. All right. Bike Sport Radio will be coming back at you later from the podium, we hope. Yeah. And Bike Sport Radio is here with another team, Team Big Orange. You're doing the four-man? Y'all are doing the four-man.
Yep.
Cool, cool. Who's on your team? Who are y'all?
Paul Callan, Alex, Brother Graham 1, Cal Quinn. We have Kevin over.
Kevin Nix Knox
over here.
Nix Knox, all right. You're going to knock it out there really fast. And there's no wind out here today. It's a great day. Probably set a new record, maybe.
That's the plan, right?
Yeah, you got it. What's your age? What category are you guys racing?
We're in the 140 plus.
140 plus four-man. Yeah. Team time trial out here at Lake Los Angeles with Bike Sport Radio. Go Big Orange. All right. Well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
All right. This is Robert with Bike Sport Radio, and I'm here with Steve Herrera.
Hello. Anybody out there? Wow. Total technical difficulty failure here. I see an Apple symbol here on my Apple iPod, and apologies for that. Our pre-recordings have just, like, disappeared. Say something.
We are having a Bike Sport Radio technical difficulty moment.
Yeah, brain fart.
No, that's just not what it is.
My iPod just like completely quit. Okay, well, we were going to Steve at the cyclery. That's what it was. Let's see if we can find him again.
All right, yeah, Steve. I'll give a little heads up on what Steve. Steve's
right,
one of the.
Robert with Bike Sport Radio.
Here we go.
Steve.
Oh, we're live.
Whoop.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh, it's a dead recording. Okay, tell us about Steve. He was one of the sponsors.
Steve from the Cyclery. He's the owner of the Cyclery, and he's one of the big... He's actually shown up to quite a bit. He was actually helping out sponsor the Rim Nordic Series, and he's been a really big proponent for helping out Omar there, bringing the racing into our local cities here. And he's the promoting sponsor for the Knobby Time Series. Great guy and a great competitor himself. You know, a lot of times you see these bike shop owners, they, you know,
just run the business and, you know, work the shop. And this guy is actually, you know, you're coming up on this guy racing in front of you, and he's, oh, hey, you know, you're the owner of the shop. And he's actually out there. And, you know, it's kind of cool when your shop owners are actually competitors, and you know that they're out there. They know what works and doesn't work. And, you know, I feel really confident when, you know, you've got somebody who's actually out there in the trenches with you, and when you ask them, hey, you know, have you run this product and have you done this, you know, thing, they'll actually tell you, hey, yeah, this works, and or no, I didn't have such good luck with this product. You know, it's kind of one of the perks, I would say, to running a shop. But you know, you can also get that with your employees as well who race. But you know, when the actual shop owner is willing to throw some of his hard-earned money at a series, you know, and get the word out, and he's actually even donating, you know, a beach cruiser for the Knobby Time series raffle. I mean, you know, that,
very cool.
In bike racing, you know, we all know there's no money. I mean, it, you know, we hope and pray that one day there is, but this is a person who really just loves the sport, and, you know, he shows, and you know, you'll see him everywhere, and really great guy, and, you know, he's willing to help you in a heartbeat if you have a problem, and you know, it's just, he's an amazing character.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, hopefully.
Cool.
If we don't get him back on, we'll get it, yeah, get it in for a later
Well, I think
day
we've got
sure.
some, I think we might have some sounds from the awards ceremony here at Knobby Time. Let's see if we can go to that now.
All right.
Hi, Matthew Rodriguez. Fourth place with SC Velo and Goddard Middle School. Datton Helmer. Third place, Tanner Valentine. Tanner's third. Dalton fourth. Second place, Brandon Kirk. And in first place, with a winning time of 101.15 with Red Zone Racing, Hugo Zepeda. Nice job, boys. There's the future of our sport right there, guys. Give it up. High school class in third place from Diamond Bar High, Sophia Wang. In second place, riding for the Cyclery Bike Shop, Alex Herrera Bautista Vancura. And in first place for Phoenix Cycling with a winning time of 1:15.19, Casey Perez. Nice job. There's some more of our sports future. We're in good hands. Elementary school class in first place for SC Velo with a time of 1:03, Connor McClooney. Nice job. So all of us old guys, we race, we jump out of our kit. This guy's going to ride home. He lives in Burbank. Beginner women, 35 plus, riding for the Cyclery Bike Shop, Sandra Alvarado. Mama, let him get on the podium with her. She's like, uh-uh, it's my podium. Beginner men, 60 plus. Guy Andrews. Nice job. There you go. Beginner men, 50 to 59, in third place, riding for the Cyclery Bike Shop, Robert Ramiro. In second place from Montrose Bike Shop, Brian Brown. And in first place with a winning time of 1 hour 54 seconds, Joel Griffin. Nice job, man. Beginner men, 40 to 49 in fifth place, Jonathan Bowman. In fourth place, Kevin Valentine. In third place, Chris Devlin. In second place, riding for Buena Park Bicycles, Izzy Carranza.
There he goes! Woo! Izzy!
And in first place, with a winning time of 59 minutes, 40 seconds, Mark Cossio. Beginner men, 30 to 39, riding for Red Zone Racing, Luis Perez.
Yeah.
In second place with Red Zone Racing, James Lee. And in first place with a winning time of 59 minutes, 29 seconds, riding for the Cyclery Bike Shop, Rigo Serino. Hands up. Nice job, man. Beginner man, 18 to 29 with a winning time of 108.47. First place, Ron Ocampo. Bring the bike, bro. Bring the bike. That's it. You got to show up and ride a rigid fork is what you got to do. Are you kidding? Rigid single speed racing an open class. And now he's going to lift it up. Yeah. All right, where's our doctor? Dope him, check him. We're going to need a blood sample, urine sample, and a hair follicle sample. Thank you. Hey, that's our race. That's our event. Check out 3G Bikes so you can see what's coming. We're going to give one of those away. Hopefully, we'll see you at the next event. We got, whoa. Everybody just take it easy. We got our Roadrunner Award. So Roadrunner in beginner class goes to the fastest beginner with a time of 59.29 for the Cyclery Bike Shop, Rigo Serino. Rigo, come on up here. Get your Roadrunner Award. Where'd you go, Tank Top? All right, we'll come back to him. Sport, fastest class. Sport / single speed were combined. And riding for Pro Bike Supply, 105.35, Michael Sanchez. It's our road runner of the day. Bringing home some scrap, boy. Your rearview mirror in your car is going to look good. Uh-huh. Yeah, Rigo, Roadrunner. And our fastest expert with 116.32 for Buena Park Bikes, Alfred Pacheco. Alfred still here? There he is. Here is our Roadrunners. Man, these guys could use those things as plates. To eat off that thing. You stretch your lower lip and then you insert that thing. Nice job, guys. Nice job. Hey, thanks for coming out. Hopefully we'll see you at the next one. Check out 3G Bicycles for that bike you're going to win.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, that concludes Bike Sport Radio number 115, episode 115. Thanks for listening, and drive your bikes like a car when you're out there. Remember, and motorists, hey, we're not criminals. Cycling's not a crime. Visit our project at cyclingsnotacrime.org. Thanks for listening.
Ride safe, stay cool, and hydrate, hydrate.